The new music.
This is UK Talk Radio.
Radio.
With the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Music. The new music.
Welcome to UK Talk and Music Radio. And we've always got lots of new and emerging artists, raw talent from all over the world here on UK Talk. It's wonderful. And now we're crossing over to Michigan in the US. And the band that we're going to speak to, we've got two members on the line now. The band is called Sunny Blue. And they've been around for a while, but might be new to you as our audience here in the UK. Welcome to UK Talk Radio, both of you. Thanks for contacting us.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Oh, it's wonderful. No, thank you for getting in touch. And I've listened to a couple of your songs already. So what's been going on recently then for you? It's a busy time, isn't it?
You know, it is a really busy time. We just had our fourth release, Winning, come out. And we've had music videos coming out for, the King of Hearts music video came out. The Denver music video is coming out. We've got two more singles coming out this summer. And we have Sunny Blue and the Moon's first album coming out in October. So we are just, you know, we are on a roll and we're having a great time and really excited about the future.
Yes, and this is July 2021 when we're recording this. Are you able to do live gigs again now or in your state? Or?
Yes, we have started doing some shows. And we recently went down to Kentucky to do a show, an outdoor festival, which unfortunately was rained out. But we have been invited to a bunch of different national festivals around the country. And we are really excited to get out there and meet our fans and perform.
Oh, great. Excellent. Now, how long have you been around as a serious band then? How long has it been?
Well, Nick and I, Nick Coco, who's sitting with me, he is my guitarist and my producer, and we've been working on original music for about 2.5 years together and writing songs and publishing. And yeah, we make a really great team because I think my strength is in storytelling and writing lyrics, and Nick is wonderful at doing musical arrangements. So we make a really good team.
Welcome to UK Talk Radio, Nick. It's great to have you there as well on the line.
It's great to be here. Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you. Now, before the listeners go and look you up, Sunny Blue isn't spelt the way that people would expect it to be, so there's a slightly different spelling, isn't there?
Yeah, it is a slightly different spelling, spelled B-L-E-A-U.
Oh, okay, Sunny Blue, yes, B-L-E-A-U, excellent. Yeah, and what sort of genres would you say you encompass in your music?
Well, we are a pop, rock, blues band. That's what we do.
Excellent. Yes, quite a mixture there. I looked at some of your videos earlier. They're quite funky and very, very free-spirited. You're quite a performer, Sunny, you know, very flamboyant.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I just like I tell my friends and my family, you know, you got to be who you are, and Don't hide who you are. You've got talents inside of you, and I feel like I'm living my best life when I am, you know, using all the talents that the good Lord and my mama gave me.
Yes, I like the way you put it. Now, tell us about the song "King of Hearts" to start with. How did that come into being, and what's it about?
So, "King of Hearts" really was almost an accidental song in a way. I was getting ready to do a show, a local show, and open for another local band, and I really didn't have a good, powerful opening number. And so Nick started just doodling around on the guitar, and I started humming something. And I always walk around with some kind of lyric or phrase in my head that needs a song. And I kept having this idea for this King of Hearts song, and I knew that it was going to be, you know, a card-playing kind of game, but I didn't have a melody. And when Nick started playing this little riff in the studio, I said, hey, just keep looping that. Keep playing that over and over and over again. And I went over to the desk, and in about 15 minutes, I had the lyrics, and we recorded a scratch right there, and
we got the band together and tracked it.
Yeah, we tracked it, and it became what you hear now.
And it's gotten over a million streams on Spotify, and we are just so grateful. But that's Sonny Blue and the Moons. We play music as we feel it.
Yeah.
Yes, I like the way you put it. You play music as you feel it. Yeah, and that's the way music should be, isn't it? Really, it should be. Yeah,
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, some people describe music as you know, being inexplicable in that it just sometimes just seems to come out of the ether, and before you know, you've got this piece of music. You know.
Yes, it's funny because it's quite different. My third release, Denver, is actually a song that I wrote about 2 years ago, and I brought it to Nick, and I played it for him, and it was very different at the time. It was a duet, and I had these ideas of all this grand orchestration and everything, and he basically looked at me and said, I hate this song. And so we put the song down for about a year because we just could not see eye to eye on it.
And I just couldn't feel it. I didn't feel the song.
So I pulled it out again about 6 months ago, and I played it for a friend of mine, one of our other friends, Dan Scott, another songwriter, and he looks at me, and he basically said the same thing Nick said to me, was, I hate this. And so he said, you know, Sonny, why don't you write about the heat in Denver and just write it from the female's perspective? And I said, oh, that's a great idea. So I came back the next day with all new lyrics, and I said, okay, Nick, I need a beat that goes like this. And he made it happen. And so that was a song, you know, 2 years in the making, but all of a sudden it clicked. So sometimes you have songs that come out in 15 minutes, and sometimes you have songs that take a bit longer.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I've heard that before. And how far do you travel? How far do you go to perform? Is it mainly in your state, or do you go much further afield?
Oh, no, we'll be on the road. We'll be going to Connecticut, New York, Portland, Seattle, basically the entire United States, and we're really hoping to get invited to come to Europe.
Absolutely.
Where we really think that Sonny Blue would find a very appreciative audience.
Because
of the style of music.
And I do have to say, you know, when the first song, when He's My Peach came out, and even King of Hearts, it was really the UK and the rest of Europe and France that just, like, lit up. And I can't tell you how much that means, you know, that the UK and Europe were really the first to really support us, and that just means so much. So yeah, we would love to get over there to perform for you guys.
Oh, brilliant. France. Yeah, have you been to France then?
I have.
I have not. No.
we're gonna get Sonny there. France and the UK, Spotify, Apple, the streaming services, Pandora, whatnot.
Yeah.
Those were when the music first came out, that's who picked it up first, and continues to be a good market for us. Now, we've been doing reasonably well, I would say, in the United States as of recently. But it really was Europe that embraced Sonny Blue to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, my goodness. How wonderful for a U.S. Artist or group to be able to break Europe like that. And France and Britain, very big markets for you. Very, very big. Yeah.
But we are so appreciative.
And that's another reason why we're very appreciative of this interview, Jonathan. And we really hope that, the sponsors will come together for us to be able to come to Europe and perform.
Yes. Yes. Now, who knows? The sky's the limit. Someone's got to do it. Why not you?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now.
Go home.
Yeah, I told Nick, I said, when Sunny Blue and the Moons released our first single, I said, you know, we're going big or we're going home. And that's kind of what I tell my children. I say, you know, if you're going to do it, put your whole heart into it. Because at the end of your life, you don't want to say, well, what if I had only done it this way? Or what if I, what if? You don't want to live with the what if.
And that's always been my attitude, you know, with any job I've done in the past, you know, whether it be a really menial, what you might call menial or mundane job, whatever job I've gone to, you know, to earn, you know, to keep the wolf away from the door, I've always said, well, either give 100% to the job or stay at home, you know. That's always been my attitude.
That's right.
You know, whatever the job, you know, because you're not stuck there forever, you know, but whilst you're there, give it 100%, you know.
That's right.
Whatever you're doing on that day, give it 100%.
Yeah, or don't go in at all. Yeah, it's true. Now,
that's right.
What other songs would you like to mention? Any other songs that you'd like that are really your highlights? You've mentioned one or two already.
Right. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about "He's My Peach"?
Okay.
Because "He's My Peach" was.
Yeah, "He's My Peach" was our first release, and that was the one that, you know, Europe really seemed to love. And, you know, I wanted to write a song that, you know, was really a song that I had hoped every woman would want to sing about the man she loved, and every man would want to hear his woman sing about her, or not him. So that's what "He's My Peach" is really about. And again, you know, the fans in Europe just really seem to love that song, and we couldn't be more appreciative. In 2 weeks, on the first Friday of August, we have another release coming out. It is called "Holy Water and Hellfire." So that is coming out first Friday of August.
Oh my goodness!
And we will have one more. Single coming out in September, and then the album will come out in October. So a lot more coming from Sunny Blue and the Moon.
Right. The album, so what we have is we have six singles, one single being released each month beginning in April of 2021, one single being released each month, and then the album, which will contain 11 songs, will also contain album versions of the six singles.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yes. Yes. Excellent. And that's how many different music platforms are you on? Do you want to mention a few now for people to go and look you up?
Absolutely. If they go to sunnyblue.com, we have a link tree. Link there that lists all of our Spotify, all the places you can get our music. But for the purpose of this interview, we are on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
We're on over 70 playlists on Spotify. So if we could get more people putting us on their playlist, that would be awesome.
That'd be great.
We are on Apple Music. We are on Tidal. Mm-hmm. We are on Deezer.
Yeah.
With that, over 583,000 streams on Deezer.
Yeah.
And we've got we have a Vimeo channel, so all of our music videos are going to be on there. The King of Hearts music video is on there now.
Right, and that's got over 112,000 views on it since it came out last month. The King of Hearts video does.
Oh, well done.
Sunny Blue. It's Sunny Blue Vivo.
On Vivo, yeah. Oh, you must be absolutely buzzing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Jonathan.
You must be absolutely buzzing at the moment. I mean, it's really happening, isn't it?
It is.
It's crazy. And then people can also follow Sunny Blue on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
I know. And to have got yourself on all those music platforms, I know, you know, it must feel so great to have accomplished that, because there's a lot of administration involved, isn't there? And a lot of perseverance and a lot of hard work, you know, but you've really established yourselves.
We are doing our best. We are a small team, and Nick has been doing so much of that kind of administrative work, and I'm trying to manage the website and all the social media stuff. And we're a small team here at the studio, but our hearts are in it, and we believe in ourselves, and you know, we know that people out there support us and love us. So we got to keep pushing forward.
And it's probably quite a predictable question, but who have been your musical inspirations in terms of artists over the years? Which ones spring to mind?
Oh my goodness! Well, like I said, I really am a lyricist, a writer, storyteller, and one of my favorite storytellers of all times is James Taylor, and so he's always number one right there for me. And as far as entertainers, performers, I grew up listening to a lot of country, so Garth Brooks for me is always right there at the top. And but there's a handful of women that I really have admired over the years, and Cher being one of them.
Oh yes, bless her.
And,
yeah, Cher. Sure.
I really am a big, and you'll probably know who this is. I really love Kaz Hawkins. I'm sure you and your listeners know who she is. I have been a fan of hers for about 4 years now, and I just think she's incredible.
Yes, I know. There's just so much talent out there, isn't there? And so many genres and subgenres. And
I love all music. Yeah, I love all music, and I appreciate all of it and all the genres.
Yes. That's good. And there are subgenres as well. I mean, sometimes I discover genres that I'd never even heard of. You know, I thought I didn't even know that. I think one of them I only discovered just probably in the last couple of years. There's one genre called bubblegum pop.
Yes.
And that's just one that's just sprung to mind. There are others as well. But I thought, oh, that's an interesting subgenre, you know. Yeah.
Yep.
And here on UK Talk Radio, I mean, we've even had classical, we've had heavy metal, country, dance, everything.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So.
Well, we love UK Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And we would like to direct the listeners now to your website. Could you give the website one more time, and we'll spell it out for the listeners?
SunnyBlue.com.
Oh, sunnyblue.com. Excellent. All one word, lowercase.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So you've got a busy time coming up, and it's been great to talk to you. And I hope that that the weather picks up a little bit where you are in Michigan. I know you. Yeah.
Well, it's been our pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you. Yeah, and you're joining us from Michigan. So, yeah, not
Michigan.
Yeah, not too far from the Canadian border.
No. We get to go south to go to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Yeah.
To cross over to Windsor from Detroit. Yep.
Yes, yeah, I've been to Toronto, Canada, and Montreal, but I haven't yet been to the States. But I feel like I've been very near, you know, very near the border there in Toronto, Montreal.
Jonathan, we'd love to host you here.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, I'd love it.
Let's have some visit.
Oh, I'd love
Maybe
it.
We could do a UK Talk Radio show from our studio here in Rochester, Michigan.
That'd Rochester. Yeah, and we've got, you know, we've got a Rochester here in the UK as well. You probably heard of. I think it's in Yorkshire, in the north of England. Yeah. Yes, so excellent. Thank you very much for joining us on UK Talk and Music Radio today, Sunny Blow.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. It was our pleasure.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you so much. That was Sonny Blue joining us from Michigan on UK Talk and Music Radio.